all we think shall flow to Him. Let us pray. Father, possess me. Now I pray. And keep me holy. Thine today. Gladly do I pray this prayer, and with your spirit, oh God, fill me. Father, I yield myself to thee. All that I am or ever hope to be, now and through eternity, and with your spirit, oh God, fill me. Commission me now, Lord, I pray. Souls are dying every day. Help me to lead them in thine way, and with your spirit, oh God, fill me. Now let me down now, Lord, in your storehouse deep, until my soul and spirit weep. Hide me behind the cross, put a veil over me. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I deem it an honor and a privilege to stand behind God's sacred desk. So I thank our pastor for sharing this desk with me today. There is a message from the Lord. And if we have been watching the signs of the time, we can certainly see it happening. There are so many things happening around the world. We've had the celebration of the anniversary of the shooting of the 9 at Mother Emmanuel Church after Bible study. And we've had the sit-in by the Democratic Party in 2016. We've had a walkout by the Republican Party in 2016. Over 103 persons dead or hurt at a gay bar early on a Sunday morning. Crocodile eating and killing a little boy at a resort area on vacation. Children 3 and 1 playing in the yard, and someone killed the 3-year-old and drive away. A shooting at our Walmart right here on Garner's Ferry Road. Earthquakes and fires and floods and famine. Planes crashing and multiple deaths in families. My prayer partner lost her sister and her brother-in-law within a matter of 10 minutes. They died together. I'm going somewhere with this. And so I say, help me, Holy Ghost. Now today, God sent me by just to encourage our hearts. For he said that Goodwill Church family is like David to me, a church after my own heart. And we want to continue to be that church that God will come back for without a spot or wrinkle. But we got to keep letting our worship flow to him. We got to keep on blessing him with our praises, so that when praises go up, his blessings can come down. And so God sent me to the book of Psalms today. And we've been reading it in the responsive reading. And Reverend Patterson read it again. And I just want one verse from that. It's a prayer of David's victory with thanksgiving. We got to learn how to thank the Lord for his many blessings. God has been good to us, whether we believe it or not. He has been very good to us. And so on the screen, from the 30th chapter, the 5th verse, I just want to read, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. And so our topic today is morning is coming. Pastor, you were trying to preach my sermon. Morning is coming. Morning is coming. Let us look at God's moment. We as human, we think of a moment as a very short period of time. But God's moment in this scripture with the Israelites lasted for over 2,000 years. And in light of eternity, the Holy Spirit calls God's anger a moment. A moment. Rebellious Israel, a moment. And you know, many of us have gathered strength from this particular scripture. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. For 1,000 years is but one day in God's sight. Hallelujah. And so I say today, what a mighty God we serve. His favor is for a lifetime. God's favor is not fair. And you know why it's not fair? For he makes the decision who to give it to. God gives you his favor just for you. Now, if you had to wait about and think about that favor, a lot of us have gotten favor from God that we really did not deserve. But because he makes the decision, his favor is for a lifetime. Because we trust him. Because we obey him. Because we believe in him. And sometimes we have to cry. But the most important part is when we cry, we have to endure. David says, weeping may endure for a night. So we cry and we endure and hold on during the night, because weeping comes to make us strong. We grow with our tears. We grow when we share our tears. And God has promised that when we go through, when we cry, that joy will come in the morning. And so I say again to you, morning is coming. Now let's go a little deeper and see what David is really talking about here. Just bear with me and pray a while. Because of the way the earth tilts on its axis, we on planet Earth experience two major periods of time. They are the period of darkness and the period of light. Now, the beginning of darkness is referred to as night, and the beginning of light is referred to as morning. Our entire way of functioning is predicated on these two periods of time. For these two periods governs what we are going to do. And we set up our schedules and we list our priorities in accordance to the amount of time available in these two periods. Now, you know we are creatures of habit, and we have been told to sleep at night and work during the day. But Jesus took it into consideration when he left on record that I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day, for night cometh and no man can work. But however, my brothers and my sisters, my father's children and my friends, David is trying to tell us something else about night and morning. For you see, nighttime has another function besides being that period of rest. Because everybody do not go to sleep when it get dark. You know, Grandmama used to say, every closed eye ain't sleep, and every goodbye ain't gone. So darkness brings about a wickedness. Darkness brings about pain. Darkness brings about heartaches. And it seems like evil is at its peak when the light go out. People seem to feel that if they can't see me doing it, it's okay. Darkness is a cloak. Because on the day that Jesus died, God cloaked himself in blackness and made darkness his pavilion. The sun refused to shine. Yeah, nighttime is a strange creature. Bad things seem to happen at night. For it is at night, after working all day long, that husbands and wives have more arguments. It's at nighttime when more muggings and more rapes and more burglaries take place in the world. It's at nighttime when more deaths occur in the lives of the people. More folks are snatched by their pocketbook. More folks are hit by a passing car. Yes, it's at nighttime. It is at night when more phones ring telling parents some bad news about the children. It's at nighttime when more husbands tip out on their wives. It's at nighttime when more of us get drunk and drink ourselves into a drunken stupor. Yeah, it's at nighttime that people plan plots and against you so that you might suffer. It's at nighttime when more tears are shed over a loved one who has gone astray. It's at nighttime when mothers walk the floor on behalf of their children who've gotten out the ark of safety. It's at nighttime when fathers are worried about paying the bills when all the money is gone. It's nighttime. Yes, night seems to leave you helpless. Night causes many hearts to fear. Night sees a lot of promises unfulfilled. Night sees a lot of questions unanswered. Night seems a lot of opportunities missed. Oh, but I come by today to give you a bit of encouragement. I say, morning is coming. Morning is coming. For morning brings about new determinations. Morning brings about new opportunities. Morning brings about new benefits. All of those benefits that God promises are new every day. Morning is another beginning, another starting point, running toward the eternal finish line. Morning gives us another chance to ask forgiveness. Morning gives us another chance to rectify what we did wrong on yesterday. Oh, David said that God has been my present help, my help in ages past, my hope for years to come. God has been my shelter in the time of storm. Yeah, Saul was hunting me down with a javelin and threw it, but it missed. My storm. Goliath was a big old giant, and he thought that he was going to stand on me, but I stood on him. Amen. Yes, Lord. My stone. Oh, I saw this woman that was so beautiful, another man's wife. a storm. God has seen me through all of my storms. So I believe I ought to just pause a while and thank God for my deliverance from my enemies. Do you know that God gives us that time too? Just to praise him for lifting us up out of the depths of despair. Father, we acknowledge that it was my fault. But God, I still praise you. For you are good. And your mercies endure to all generations. For God looked beyond our faults. And he saw our needs. And he helped us with it. Our storms. So thank you, God, for letting us triumph over our enemies. You know, God has a way that instead of exposing you, he encloses you. Instead of letting the world see you, he hides you. What God done for David, hallelujah, he'll do for you. God prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil and our cup runneth over. Say, surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. So we need to remember God's goodness. And we need to thank him for it. Let us not fall short of thanking God. Let us not fall short of praising God. Let us not fall short of loving God. For he has been so good to all of us. We've got to praise God for his goodness. And we've got to praise him for his holiness. Remember, young people, old people and in between. If the robin can sing, we can do it too. If the rock can cry out, we can certainly do it too. God has been good to all of us. And we may have been down, and we may have had some sleepless night. Weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I keep telling you that morning is coming. Morning brings about a relief to us. So now let me clarify something as we hasten to take our seat. When David used the word night, he's not just referring to that period of time from dusk to dawn. And when he talks about morning, he's not just referring to that period of time from dawn to dusk. But if you are in trouble, if you're down in the valley of despair and you cannot see your way out of a condition or a situation, that's a nighttime situation. If you're depressed and you cannot find no peace, nighttime situation. If you can't find a job and all the bills are due, nighttime situation. Children going astray. Family members on drugs. Someone has to pull the plug on a loved one, and that someone happened to be you. Those are nighttime situations. When the doctor say you're sick, but he does not know what is wrong. Midnight situation. But let me encourage your heart. No matter how often midnight come, no matter how dark midnight might be, darkness cannot stop morning from coming. Morning is still going to come. Yes, it is. So I'd like you to know that just as sure as darkness come your way, oh, the sun will shine. In fact, I can see the sun peeping through the clouds. Can you see it with me? Yeah, morning is coming. It's coming. It's coming. Just look at them. Just look at it. Goodwill, through things might happen with your body. Though things might happen with your body, it is well with your soul. We don't know about tomorrow. For we just live from day to day. We won't borrow from God's sunshine, for the sky might turn gray. And we should not worry about the future, for we know what Jesus said, that today he walks beside us because he knows what lies ahead. So having midnights in our lives, we may not understand, but we know who holds tomorrow, and we know who holds our hands. A morning is coming. Morning is coming. Morning is coming when we can see the answer to our situation or our condition, when we can see a little light at the end of the tunnel. God still has a plan for us. And in the midst of all that we have gone through and all the things that we have to go through, God has not forgotten us yet. So I say to you now, if you can just hold out till morning, if you can just keep the faith through the night, not just some things, but everything will be all right. I don't care what comes our way. You know, Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. He was born in a stable because that's where a lamb ought to be born. He grew up without sin. He walked the dusty earth for 33 and a half years. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. Tell me, over 5,000. 10,000 sometime he fed. But God was good to us that he sent his only begotten son, and he was crucified. He died and he was buried. But the third day morning he arose again, and he arose with all power in his hands, power to defend. And today I say to you, oh, nighttime is not going to last always. If it lasts always, you just say, by and by, when the morning come, when all the saints are going together and home, he will tell the story how we overcome, and we will understand. We understand it. We understand it, y'all, better by and by. By and by. May God bless you. I'm finished. Not a long sermon, but I just want you to know what I want you to know. Morning is coming.
Let the church say amen. Amen. If you believe that the Lord is going to make sure that your morning comes, you ought to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Yes, we will all weep. We will all have to endure some things. But we can all rest assured that God knows all about our troubles. But he will take care of us in the morning. In the morning, that great getting up morning, God will see you.